I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Carola Binder, a professor at the University of Texas at Austin, writing in praise of Ludwig von Mises, one of the foundations of the Austrian School of Economics, but also a man who was spent his life in education. And what is the answer to intervention by the state or socialism, that is, somebody must pay but not me? The answer is education. What kind of education, Carola? Did he have it? Did he lay down a curriculum, or was he speaking in generalities?
He was speaking somewhat in generalities, but he said very clearly that education and economic literacy was everybody's primary civic duty. He saw the key political problems of his day as really being economic problems. So for citizens to make good policy decisions, to make the right kinds of votes at the polls, they needed to know economics, and especially economic theory. What he thought of economic theory is very careful deductive reasoning. So you start with some assumptions about individuals and their incentives and how they behave, and you work logically from there. And he thought that with that kind of, with education in economic literacy, people would see the errors of socialism and interventionism, that without it, people could be fooled into supporting those kinds of policies.
The quote you provide from the professor, that students in universities, I believe he was looking at the end of the 19th, early 20th century, his time frame, they espouse without any inhibitions the interventionist panaceas recommended by their professors. They do not see the contradictions in the words of their teachers, who one day lament the madness of competition, and the next day the evils of monopoly, who one day complain about falling prices, and the next day about rising living costs. They, the students, take their degrees and try as soon as possible to get a job with the government or a powerful pressure group. Now, Carola, I'm a boomer, therefore I'm very far from the young people who are the future of the United States. You have them in your classroom, and you have for many years, teaching Gen Z. Are they acquainted with the irony in the sentence that you just quoted in your essay?
I think that some are, for sure. Many aren't. I think many students just feel a sense of disillusionment with the way the economy is going and with political representation, and they, you know, apparent solutions, like the kinds of solutions that Mamdani is offering, sound appealing to them. They sound like a way to fix their problems. But, you know, what Mises was pointing out is they don't understand what would actually happen if those kinds of policies were implemented.
Therefore, education. Education caused this fix because the professors preached interventionism, socialism, and professors to do the opposite, go in the opposite direction. How's it going, Professor? How is libertarianism in the University of Texas?
Oh, I'm very optimistic about the University of Texas. I just moved here last year as part of the foundation of this new School of Civic Leadership. So it's a brand new school at UT focused on civics education. We have a growing number of economists, philosophers, political theorists, and students seem very, very eager to come study with us and take these classes. So we have our first crop of freshman civics majors that are here this year. And this kind of civic education is spreading across the country. There's a lot of other major universities that are opening civic schools or civics institutes. That's why I wrote this piece about von Mises on civic education, is because we're all trying, as we work on starting these new schools, trying to understand what exactly civics education ought to entail. And I thought that von Mises had, good points about the role of economic theory education and economic literacy in civic education.
You're very well educated, but I believe your teachers were Gen X, that group that's now in charge of almost the whole of the economy. Did Gen X provide you with a civics education with economic literacy, or was that your volunteering yourself to read?
I don't really want to generalize. I've had some very good teachers and professors over the years. But yeah, a lot of the economics that I've learned has been self-taught. But of course, I also got a great economics education during my PhD program at UC Berkeley.
I see. The reason I ask about Gen X is because I've decided the boomers are guilty, guilty, guilty of preaching socialism and what we're calling the 18th century leveling. Okay. Now, I'm taking blame upon myself because I did not have a civics education. I came to what you're writing about through history. That's not a bad door in, I think, but it's not the fastest way to learn. I understand Mises saw that possibility, saying that most of what was being taught was economic history education, not economics. If I understand the strength of economics, and you help me, Professor, if I say this correctly, it's because economics establishes laws and observations outside what the state wants, outside the power of the state, and the state must deal with it or suppress it. Is that a fair generalization of the contest between the state and economics?
I think that's fair. Yeah, he thought that economic theory education was deliberately being suppressed, especially in the universities. That's why he didn't really see anything wrong with history education. But what he saw as a problem was that it was being used to replace education in economic theory. And he thought that was a deliberate choice by the state to prevent students from being exposed to the kind of education in economic theory that would teach them that it doesn't really work for the state to be omnipotent.
Omnipotent means intervene. Price control. Is that how to translate that?
Yeah, all powerful, doing whatever policies it wants. Yeah.
In other words, controlling rent would be an example of the state. The state would maintain those prices no matter what the marketplace was saying. The state doesn't listen to the marketplace. Is that correct?
Under rent control or in general?
Rent control.
Yes, under rent control, under strict rent control, the state would not be listening to market signals. They would just be setting the prices, yes.
Carolyn Binder is an associate professor of economics at the School of Civic Leadership at UT Austin. She's a macroeconomist and the author of Shock Values, Prices and Inflation in American Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.